the feed lot, was that where you just fed the animals there?
Yes, uh-huh.
Was that, what kind of fence did you have around?
Oh, gee, I don't remember. Do you, John? Do you remember what kind of a fence we had?
No, it was barbed wire.
Barbed wire, I think. Barbed or rail fence. I don't remember. Barbed wire.
I didn't know there were any of those down
there. No, it was a barbed wire fence.
Were there any rail fences down there?
No. Mm-hmm. They never had enough trees to build a rail fence.
Did you have just one big building behind the house ever?
No. We had a little room. There was a washroom and a room where one of the servants stayed.
What was the washroom for?
It was just for ironing and washing and purposes like that, because they washed by hand, you know, just on a rub board.
Oh, really?
And my mother raised chickens, and the bobcats and things were so bad that it was had chicken wire all around, on top and everywhere. It had to have it protected because they got in there anyway.
Where would you keep the chickens?
In this pen we had.
Did you call it the chicken pen? Or what?
Well, yes, big chicken pen, but it was wired on top as well as on the sides.
Was there a covered place in there for them to go to?
Oh, yeah, they had little places they could get in. They had places for the hens to lay their eggs and everything.
What did you call those places like that?
Well, just the barn is how we called it. Mm-hmm.
What else would you have in the barn?
Well, we kept the hay and grain and the cow feed in there for dryness and things like that. And the windmill was in the same area. And it was brackish water, but it was better than most of it here. It went through 9 feet of rock when they bore the well. It was a 90-foot well. And we had a bunch of cane around it. By the way, John, change the subject a bit, but you ought to see that cane I've got at the back. Tom Adaholt gave it to me, and they're 25 and 30 feet long fishing poles. Yeah, big thick ones like that. It's a Chinese variety of some kind that I've got in the backyard.
Do you go fishing here?
No, I don't go fishing. I don't have the patience to fish.
What kind of fish are there around here?
Well, all kinds, flounder, everything you want. Particularly on the coast, you know. Most they get here is bass and things like that.
Are those you mean freshwater or saltwater?
Well, yeah, around here is freshwater. Of course, the coast has a saltwater. Out here at the Edinburgh Lake, they keep it more or less loaded with bass and some perch and things like that. And the river, of course, the river fish is all fresh, too. There's a lot of catfish in the river. Mm-hmm.
But you said flounder. Where do they come from?
They're from the coast. You get them in the bay, you gig them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you use a gig and gig them. Go out with a lantern and gig them.
I've never seen anybody do that. How do they? I don't understand.
Well, you see, they're perfectly flat. They just have one eye, you know. And they're on the ground, on the sand. And you have a regular gig. And we used to do it as kids, take lanterns, you know, and go out in the bay part. That's where you find them.
And
just gig them at the top there, and that's it.
That is so interesting.
And they're delicious. I just love a broiler flounder, don't you?
Oh, I love them.
Where in the barn did you keep the hay? Where in the barn did you keep the hay?
Well, we had a hay loft.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize they had those here, hay lofts.
Yeah, we had to have something to keep it in.
What about the cattle feed and stuff like that?
Well, of course, we didn't have the mixtures we had now. We relied more on alfalfa and corn stalks and things of that kind. We didn't have the preparations they have now. They had oats. We had quite a bit of oats.
How did you do those?
We just mixed it up with the rest of the food.
Did you have a machine there to separate the oats?
No. We just mixed it up. It was all done the hard way, by hand.